I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello! Happy Wednesday. That's quite a long hello. Hello! Excuse me. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, host Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all week from 4 o'clock. Anyway, we begin with the Champions League action, where, of course, Graham Potter's Chelsea beat AC Milan at the San Siro. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
They really have impressed since Graham Potter took over. 4 wins from 5 under the new boss, including 1 in the San Siro. AC Milan 0, Chelsea 2.
I've been in football long enough to know that it's hard to predict football results. The important thing is the quicker you get to know the players, the quicker you build some trust, the quicker that you can understand them, the better. And again, I think it's down to the guys, the players. They've really responded. They've been, as I said, very honest, very responsible. And they want to do well, you know, so our job is to try and help them and to try and help them enjoy their football, because there's pressure and people want to win. But if they're enjoying the football, I think there's quality in the team.
Chelsea are looking really comfortable. There's nobody hotter than Potter right now. Chelsea in control.
We're playing well against poor sides right now. The good thing is we're winning, and we're winning comfortably. That's the good thing. Wolves at the weekend, we put them to the sword, and we're starting to look like a better side. The truth is, though, AC Milan last week were... I was disappointed in them. Yeah, I was disappointed in them.
Much better tonight.
But they went down to 10 men. We'll talk about that in a second. But we're putting these sides away. Do you know what I mean? They're comfortable and convincing. What would be a little bit of a conversation is if actually we're winning, but it's not as convincing as we should be. Stiffer tests lie ahead.
And Tomori is off. The denial of an obvious goal-scoring opportunity is Mason Mount got goal side of him. There weren't really any appeals from Mount. And the Milan players are furious at the decision from the German referee, Daniel Siebert.
That referee tonight was a joke. Let's get on to the penalty, right? I don't even think it's a foul, let alone a penalty in a red. That happens all over the pitch. It's a contact sport. Is it genuinely a foul? It's a contact sport. We've got to be very, very careful about where our sport's going. If UEFA are allowing refs at that level to make decisions at those type of games and make those decisions, which, let's be honest, change the game, you won't find a bigger Chelsea fan than me. That is a disgrace of a decision.
Well, one man that isn't in a good position is Reece James. He's down again, and his teammates are indicating over towards the touchline that a change is necessary. You have to worry from an England perspective just how serious this might prove to be.
Just a quick one there, just at the end of the game, Reece James on the pitch, walking around, shaking hands with people, which bodes to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, a really good sign.
Yeah, thanks for that, Stuart, and thanks for your company tonight. Really good. Chelsea with the win, Reece James man of the match, and it looks like first signs are that he's going to be okay after going off injured.
On now to Pep Guardiola, Guardiola's Man City, who drew with FC Copenhagen.
No Erling Haaland, no goals in Copenhagen. It finishes Copenhagen 0, 10-man Manchester City 0.
We didn't find maybe the pieces because you have few players there. There are more players in positions that you can punish them. But yeah, it's a good point. Good point, and rest and come back next one. Erling didn't feel really good after the game against Southampton. Phil have also some disturbing problems. That's why the players, they feel better. And of course, I didn't want to take a risk. Of course, it was so important when we had 9 points already in our pocket.
I think it's been a decent night for Man City. It's been a good test with 10 men for the best part of an hour. Haaland's had the game off. Kevin De Bruyne has had 20 minutes at the back end of the game off as well. It wasn't a classic, but for me, it was job done. They've kept a clean sheet.
Group G, FC Copenhagen 0, Manchester City 0. Borussia Dortmund 1, Sevilla 1, City are through.
Celtic are out of the competition though. They remain bottom of Group F after a 2-0 loss at home to RB Leipzig.
Has anyone seen Parkhead? Has anyone seen Postecoglou, Turnbull, Forrest, Mui, Bernabeu? Has anyone seen Gia Koumakis? Has anyone seen Alan Brazil?
Bang!
Has anyone seen Rod Stewart?
Bang! Handbags and the glad rags that your poor old
granddad had to sweat to fire. Celtic tonight, I mean, they really are an embarrassment, aren't they? They are. They step up and they give it the big and about, yeah, we should be in there naturally. We're Celtic.
Harsh.
No, it's not harsh.
It's a bit harsh.
You're
not an embarrassment.
No, it's not. It's not. No, but it is. They must be embarrassed themselves, Celtic fans. They must be. I hope Rangers beat Liverpool. I do, to prove me wrong. So, Scottish football. I mean, Rangers done brilliantly last year in the Europa League. Brilliantly. Let's see. So this big Celtic, you know, Parkhead, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We're going to, you know, wait till they turn up. The big Celtic roar. To lose 2-0 at home to Leipzig tonight, that's a, really?
Jurgen Klopp has been speaking in his pre-match press conference this evening here in Glasgow. He wasn't happy with some of the comments made by Champions League winning former Liverpool midfielder Didi Hamann, who said this to Laura Woods and Ali McCoist on Monday's TalkSport Breakfast.
I said yesterday in the second half was everything Liverpool was 4 or 5 years ago. They were breathtaking going forward. Every time they did go forward, there was intent. You felt something's going to happen. This Liverpool team looks tired. They look pedestrian and they just look flat. And I'm not sure where the spark's going to come from.
I heard the phrase after the game against Arsenal used that Liverpool need a spark. What do you feel?
Who said that?
Didi Hamann.
Oh, great. He's a fantastic source. Well respected everywhere.
Former Liverpool midfielder, obviously.
That doesn't give you the right to say what you want, especially when you have no idea.
But I'm asking you, what do you feel that you need? I mean, where do you see a spark, if it's a spark that you need?
I actually think Didi Hamann doesn't deserve that you, what's that now? That you, what is that? To use his phrase to ask me a question. Do me a favour and ask your own question.
Wow, that is Jurgen Klopp responding to Didi Hamann, a Liverpool legend, Champions League winning Liverpool midfielder. He doesn't need a bite on that, but he has. Let's see what happens at Ibrox tomorrow. It's comfortable last week at Anfield for Liverpool. Will it be as comfortable in that cauldron at Ibrox that the Rangers fans will make it?
Now, Harry Kane has been speaking ahead of Tottenham's clash against Frankfurt at home tonight in the Champions League, live on TalkSport. Kane was asked if he's concerned about picking up an injury before the World Cup. Well, that's a nice question, isn't it?
We're talking about goal season. The World Cup's in the summer.
No. The World Cup, of course, gets underway next month.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking.
Well, it didn't make me laugh. Anyway, Kane said, unsurprisingly, he's not thinking about it. What a stupid question that was. Who asked that, Tom?
Darren Lewis.
Darren Lewis from the Mirror. There's a surprise.
Whenever you think about injuries, whenever you think about getting injured, it almost has the wrong effect. You know, I go into every game trying to give 120% for the team, and that's just the way football is. You know, sometimes you can be unfortunate and pick up injuries. I think from my point of view, I do a lot of stuff, not just at the club, but away from the club to make sure I recover well and put myself in the best physical condition I can to not get injured. But of course, we know in football anything can happen. But it doesn't change the way I play or the way I think. I think that would be wrong to do that. I go into every game trying to give my best for the team and the club and try and focus on that.
On now to the West Ham boss, David Moyes, on top of the table. Well, that's a mistake for a start. Oh, sorry, there's more on the other side. Top of the table, Arsenal, claiming that the Gunners have been a good side longer than people realise. And Mikel Arteta deserves praise. Strange answer.
I think that Arsenal have been a really good team for a while when nobody was giving them the respect. They brought in Odegaard, who's made a real difference in the position he plays for them. Makes it very difficult. I think Mikel had an idea on what he thinks it should look like. And I think that after working with Pep for a few years, or giving them all that guidance in how to sort of prepare a good team, it was just that I felt that nobody was giving Mikel any credit whatsoever. Mikel's a really diligent boy. You can see young manager learning his way. He'll make a few mistakes as he goes along, like I did and everybody else does when you're in management in the early years. But he isn't half putting together a really good side. And ultimately, sometimes what you need is you need good fortune to have good young players at your club when you arrive in. And I think Arsenal have had and have good young players in their system.
Now, here's Newcastle defender Dan Byrne revealing he would be delighted with a top-half finish with the Magpies this season.
Crazy that I'm playing for Newcastle, to be honest. I never thought I'd get that opportunity. I remember I was just at the back end of last year. I remember I was like walking the dog with my dad, and as soon as the takeover happened, he was like, oh. I said, yeah, I doubt I'll be able to play for Newcastle now. And then a few months later, I was up here signing. So it's crazy how quickly it changes. In relation to sort of targets and stuff, I think it's hard to sort of put a target exactly where we want to be. I think us as Newcastle fans in general always seem to, so I wouldn't say get ahead of ourselves, but always get very excited when like positive things are happening and stuff. So I've heard people talk about Europe and stuff. But I think if we were finishing comfortably top 10 this season, I think that's... shows progression.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Simon Jordan, talking about the time he lived in a hotel for 10 years and the cost of a minibar.
Aha!
When you checked out after 10 years of living in one of London's leading hotels...
4.2 million.
Was that the bill?
Mm.
4.2 million yes. Quid?
Yes.
Did you touch the minibar in that, those 10 years?
3.9 of it was the minibar.
12.30.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. Straight after us at 7 o'clock, it's build-up to Tottenham against Eintracht Frankfurt. And over on TalkSport 2, it's Barcelona against Inter Milan. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best. the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.